Wisconsin poll: Republicans lead in U.S. Senate and gubernatorial races. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 1, 2022. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson and gubernatorial candidate Tim Michels are ahead of their Democrat opponents 1 week from Election Day, two new polls found. In the Senate race, Johnson leads Democrat challenger Mandela Barnes by 3 points, at 48-45%, a Fox News poll found. 8% of respondents have yet to make up their minds on which candidate to support. With early voting in Wisconsin opening up last week, Johnson leads among those who have already voted or say they are 100% certain to vote by a 2-point margin at 48-46%. The Fox News poll found that Johnson's efforts to paint Barnes as a far-left extreme candidate have been successful, with 36% of independents saying they view Barnes as extreme, which is up from 19% in August. Inflation is the top issue on Wisconsin voters' minds when going to the ballot box, with 30% of respondents identifying it as their most important issue. Those who prioritize inflation support Johnson over Barnes by a 64 percentage point advantage. As expected, Wisconsin is extremely competitive, pollster Darren Shaw said. Johnson's edge is driven by two facts. First, issues where the public favors the GOP are prevalent. Second, he's managed to brand Barnes as too liberal. But it's still a tight race. A WIC Insights poll similarly found Johnson ahead of Barnes. In that survey, 50.2% of respondents indicated they would vote for Johnson, while Barnes earned 46.1% support. An additional 1.6% said they would vote for another candidate, and 2.1% remain undecided. Michels leads Democrat Governor Tony Evers in Wisconsin's gubernatorial race, according to both polls. The Fox News poll found Michels is beating Evers by a slim margin, 47%-46%. Additionally, less than 50% of Wisconsin voters approve of Evers' job performance. The WIC Insights survey found Michels leads by less than 1 percentage point at 47.5% to Evers' 47.2%. Still, the survey found that 3.5% of Wisconsin voters are undecided, and 1.8% will vote for someone else. Fox News surveyed 1,000 Wisconsin voters from October 26 to October 30, with a plus or minus 3% margin of error. WIC Insights questioned 1,089 likely Wisconsin voters during the same period, and their poll's margin of error is plus or minus 3.2%. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.